Mark Simone on the voice of New York, 710 WOR.
Well, all right, everybody, calm down. This is the place you come every day to get straightened out, everything put into perspective. Stay nice and calm, nothing that bad. Look at that beautiful sunny day, going to be near 70 today. It's practically spring, it's just a few days away. All right, stocks halted. That was automatic. They call these circuit breakers. A 7% drop kicks in a circuit breaker that halts trading for 15 minutes. That happened automatically. The next circuit breaker is when it's down 13%. I don't think we'll reach that because it's stabilized since reopening. At the reopen, it was down 2,000 points. Now it's 1,500. So it's up 500 points in the last 10 minutes. That's not bad. If you're watching fake news, they'll tell you this is all coronavirus and the president's mishandling of it. This is most of this crash today is a result of the biggest oil fight we have ever seen in the world. We've never seen anything like this. We've seen some tampering with oil prices where, you know, OPEC will play around with the price or we'll be in a little fight with the Saudis. But we've never seen anything like this. This is all a result of the Saudis decided to take the whole oil industry of Saudi Arabia and make it into a stock. What's it called? Aramco. The Saudis said to themselves, you know, we're not rich enough. I only got $10 billion. He's only got $14 billion. They look at this Michael Bloomberg, and they said, if an idiot like that can get to $60 billion, we can. So they decided to take the whole place, all of Saudi Arabia, the entire oil industry there, and make it an IPO, and that was Aramco. So it becomes, in addition to making money, a powerful force. Now, when it comes to Russia, all they are is a big gas station. That's all they have in Russia is their oil business, selling oil. So the Saudis and the Russians are in a huge fight right now. How did this begin? I can't remember. They wanted Russia to raise the price or lower the price. Or
they couldn't come to terms on prices, yes.
They wanted Russia to do something. Russia rate, lower the something, whatever it is. Russia refused. So the Saudis, this new IPO, just totally tampered with oil prices. Russia responded. This is the biggest clash ever. It not only plunged all the oil stocks, but when those plunge, that ripples out into a million other things, banks, financial firms. So it's a huge ripple effect. So that's most of this crash. The Dow still is still rising a little there from the bottom. So this will go on for a few days till this all gets straightened out. You could look at it this way. In the end, it'll probably be good for us because we're not that crazy about Russia or Saudi Arabia. Let them screw up each other. Not to mention coronavirus is all over Iran and China, our other two enemies. So in the end, this will probably work out. I think when the coronavirus dies down in a few weeks, people are going to start to look at these Democrats and say, you can't let them handle anything. They're like crazy, hysterical children when anything happens. You know, there's a fake rumor of Russia. They go nuts with an investigation for 2 years. That the president says one thing on a phone call to the Ukrainian president. There's impeachment for 6 months. There's coronavirus. It's a serious thing. You got to handle it. But they're running around like lunatics on this coronavirus. The good news is, now when Michael Riedel came back from Switzerland, Joe Bartlett, were you afraid to be sitting next to him?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I don't know if he has it. You know, he could be carrying it. Who knows?
Yeah, because a guy like that, you could never tell if he had it. Yeah. He's always sweaty. Yeah. But yeah. You know, if you watch, the best thing was CNN yesterday, the Sunday shows on CNN. I loved watching that. They are so hysterical. We're all going to be dead in 5 minutes. It's all the president's fault. We have no way of knowing who has coronavirus because he doesn't have the testing kits ready. He said there'd be a million and they're not ready till Friday. We have no way of knowing how many cases are out there. I think we'd have a clue from the 103 fever and the coughing.
I think Trump needs to do a better job of getting this under control because there is some public hysteria going on. And
well,
he has not calmed it by just saying, don't worry about it. It'll go away when it gets warm. That's basically what he said.
Well, he said 4,000 other things, too. That was one sentence out of, what are you, CNN? You pick one sentence out of the whole news.
I don't think he has calmed the nation. Look what's going on in Wall Street. I know it's not all coronavirus. Well, but you go to supermarkets, people are buying things, like hoarding stuff. It's crazy out there.
That's because of people like you. People who do these news shows. There may be a toilet paper shortage. Boom, you can't get any toilet paper. There may be a Purell shortage. Bah, you can't get any
you
Purell.
You can't buy any of that
Well, stop saying that all the time. You can get toilet paper. You can get a bag to carry it home in. So you're like an idiot. You have to walk around with toilet paper under your arm. What's more ridiculous looking? That's the problem with these bags. You're walking home with all this toilet paper in your arm. You run into somebody you know. What do you got, a problem? No. Just stocking up.
Just in case I'm quarantined.
Yeah. So, listen, some good has come out of this. Ted Cruz has quarantined himself. He's self-quarantined. There's another politician. They were both at CPAC, and they came into contact. Cruz said he specifically met that person at CPAC, that's a big convention, who had coronavirus. Do we know who the other person is? They won't say who the other congressman is.
No.
But Ted Cruz says he'll voluntarily self-quarantine. Probably should have done that anyway. It's enough with him. And Lindsey Graham, you should quarantine yourself. And Chuck Schumer, no disease would come near you. You're just too repulsive, even for coronavirus. So, and I'm listening to all, listen, the president, he's not Cardinal Dolan when it comes to soothing people.
That's for sure.
That's for sure.
He's not a calmer.
Either is Joe Biden. I was watching, what's that guy? Fareed Zakaria. They call him the Muslim Al Sharpton. Fareed Zakaria has Hillary Clinton on, who's addressing the nation on coronavirus. Yeah, a woman who's can't stop coughing and passes out in the street. Yeah, I want medical advice from her. Or Joe Biden, a guy who clearly has 19 medical problems that he can't solve. So, and then they put these experts on, all these doctors. There's one that says, very important to wash your hands. And then he says, when you wash your hands, make sure to wash the fingertips.
That's right, yes.
Yeah, like I wouldn't have thought of that. Gee, I didn't think of that. Do my fingers while I wash my hands.
No, there's a particular method that surgeons use to get in between them.
What's that?
I don't know. You just pay a little more attention to your fingers.
All right. I'll give you the Mark Simone rule. This is what you do. You know, everybody tells you it's got to be 15 seconds, got to be 20. That's
20
not
seconds.
Here's the rule. Wash your hands like you have a club stamp that you're trying to get rid of so your wife doesn't see it. That's what it is. Like you're trying to get a club stamp off. That's how you wash your hands. The subways were crowded today.
Really?
Yeah, everything is crowded. Restaurants are
not
packed.
Supposed to go on crowded subway trains.
Well,
the governor said, let it go if it's crowded.
Yeah, there's some that are too. I mean, I would never get on that Q train. You know, they were so happy they finally opened that Q train all the way up Second Avenue. It's packed. You can't get on it. It's just crazy. Let's see, where are stocks? Yeah, they're okay. They're stabilized.
Oh, yeah, that's
great. Not moving down. But let's see, the cruise industry devastated. Now, the other thing is the coronavirus is having some effect on the stock market, but the main problem there is a lot of industries, cruise industry, airlines, travel, hotels, all that stuff has been totally, totally devastated. So there's now, Wall Street is now expecting the government, in fact, every government, to put together a stimulus package to help all these industries out. Well, listen, the airline industry isn't that profitable to begin with. They're always at a loss. Hotel industry, all that. So there will have to be for all of the, unless this coronavirus ends in the next couple of weeks, which it could. That's very possible.
They've already agreed to spend $8.5 billion on a disease that's only sickened 500 people.
Yeah. That $8.5 billion is different. That's going to go to Congress to spend. And when Chuck Schumer spends your money, it's always, everything is marked up 10,000%. It's all given out to donors. I was looking at the most incredible new skyscraper, One Vanderbilt, that's going up next to Grand Central Station. They say this is the most elaborate, state-of-the-art, finest skyscraper ever built. It has every technological... How much do you think that skyscraper costs? 100 stories.
$5 billion.
$3 billion. I looked it up. $3 billion is what it's costing. Now, the new terminal at LaGuardia, which is basically just a big shed, it's just a big warehouse, that was $20 billion. It's just a big barn is all it is. $20 billion. And it's two stories. So this is how your coronavirus money will get spent. The $8.3 billion will be used to buy $800,000 worth of stuff. So that's Chuck Schumer at work. You know, he's always squawking about every little thing. The overpaying by 10,000% on infrastructure and medicine and all that by government. You never hear him mention that. He's not concerned about that. So all over the world, half of Italy is shut down. Milan is shut down. They say in some parts of the country, people were punching each other over toilet paper.
That's crazy.
Well, you know, you ever see those people that order the 12 rolls together, the 27 rolls together? You always think they're nuts, but now everybody's doing that.
Sure.
So, you know, even Italy, that's the worst. Italy, well, China's the worst, but Italy, you got to remember, we love Italy. God bless Italy, but that is always the most disorganized, chaotically run place on earth. They can't run anything right there, that government. So they've got 366 deaths confirmed. In how many in New York we've got, how many people with coronavirus? 105?
Yeah, just over 100, right. 16 in the city now.
16 in the city. But the population of New York City is, what, 7 million?
Yeah.
So it's 16 out of 7 million. And as I keep saying, the numbers, if they explode, you got a problem. The numbers are just trickling. It's always a trickle. You know, we have two. Then we have, oh, it's up to four. Oh, now a week later it's up to six. Now it's up to nine. You don't have to worry when it's like that. If in 3 days it's 5,000 from 100, you have to worry.
Yeah.
But if it goes from 100 to 120, then to 140, this is still a trickle. And once the weather gets warm, the president actually is right about that. Viruses just stop in bright sunlight.
Well, the weather is warm.
No, I mean, when it gets to be 75 every day,
yeah,
that pretty much stops. Viruses like this do not like humidity, and they don't like a lot of sunlight. That's why the flu season is always over in April or May. So that does kill off a lot of it. Speaking of the president, now people are criticizing he shouldn't hold these rallies. The rallies could be dangerous. Yeah. Have you heard that talk?
Yes, oh yeah. Absolutely.
Every 5 minutes you've heard that?
Mm-hmm.
Has anybody said Joe Biden should cancel all rallies? I haven't heard that from anybody.
Well, he has small rallies. It doesn't matter.
Well, you could argue Biden can't attract more than 20 people, so it's not so dangerous. Tomorrow night is the Michigan primaries, a couple of primaries, but Michigan is a really big one. If Bernie can do something in Michigan, he stays in the fight. If Biden wins Michigan big, that's it. They'll finish off Bernie. They'll take him out. That's it. He's gone. Some people were making comments about Biden being senile because, as you know, he sounds senile every other hour when he says he doesn't know where he is, what day it is, what this. So now this Howard, what is wrong with this Howard Kurtz? He's on Fox Sunday mornings criticizing everybody. Well, it's not right to question his senility. He clearly has a problem.
Oh, of course he does.
Obviously he has a problem. He can't remember things. He seems mentally impaired. I mean, there's no doubt about it. You could say, well, it's not all the time. It's only 25% of the time. But that's a lot. So even Sean Hannity responded. That's a very legitimate thing to vet before you elect somebody president. You'd want to know certain things, wouldn't you?
He has trouble making his thoughts clear sometimes.
Yeah. Remember the fuss over where's President Trump's medical records? Well, he looked pretty healthy to me. Maybe he's a little overweight, but he was very healthy. He appeared very energetic. But where's the call for Biden's medical records? Where's the call for that? Let's see these medical records. Let's see his brain. You know, the guy's had two brain surgeries, not the modern kind. He had the old-fashioned kind where they cut your head open. And they say when they cut your head open twice, it'll catch up with you. So,
it may have.
And look at him. He looks, he's like a ghost. He looks all pale and weird. And I mean, somebody wrote, and this is a legitimate question, would you get into a car being driven by Joe Biden?
That's an interesting point. Yeah, probably not.
If you got to stop and think about it, if you wouldn't let him drive you somewhere, why would you let him be president and have the nuclear codes in his hand? there's a guy that has that thing with all the nuclear codes in it. It's a big case with the nuclear codes. They call it the football. That guy is always 10 feet from the president, wherever he is. If the president goes to the bathroom at home, that guy's outside the bathroom with that thing. He never leaves his side. He stands there all night long with the football.
Right.
The nuclear codes. Can you imagine if, God forbid, something happened and the guy comes to Biden and Biden goes, who are you? What's in that box? You don't want this guy as president. It's a big problem. It's something to think about. So It's a serious thing. It's going to, and you're making a big mistake, Democrat, by not clearing this up now. It's like the Hunter Biden stuff. If Joe Biden and Hunter Biden don't come forward and say, we demand a full investigation, we want to come testify, let's air this out and clear it out right now. If you don't do it now, it's going to kill you in November.
I think they secretly kind of hope he does fade, and then they can just kind of pick someone.
Yeah, that could be. Donald Trump Jr. Issued an interesting challenge last night, because Democrats said, if they go after Hunter, we'll go after the Trump kids for profiting. Now, this is an absolute fact. The Trump kids could go into any court in the United States and prove, beyond any shadow of a doubt, that they have lost a couple billion because their father got elected. They can actually show the loss at every Trump property. Mar-a-Lago, most of the revenue is charity, big galas in the ballroom. 99% of them canceled. Half the business at their hotels canceled. Apartment buildings like the West Side have thrown them out, taken their name off it. They lost the Trump Soho, that big hotel here. They could document a couple of billion in losses by him getting elected. Same thing with Ivana. She lost her fashion business pretty much. They were thrown out of every major department store. Hmm. So they could document that. Donald Trump Jr. has issued a challenge to Hunter Biden to come debate him. And he's asked anybody, and CNN, whoever wants to moderate it, can moderate it. But and he wants to show tax returns and air everything out. Donald Trump Jr. versus Hunter Biden. You think he was in hiding before? You will never see him again. He is on another planet right now hiding. So, hey, check out the webpage. We have The Love Boat, the remake. This is the coronavirus edition, the bug boat. Take a look at this video. Also, hey, now this is going to come up in the next few days. Bernie is about to attack Biden for always wanting to cut Social Security and Medicare. Biden is going to respond, I would never cut Social Security and Medicare. Watch this little montage and save this. This is 42,000 times Biden said he would cut Social Security and Medicare. Watch the video. And we got to just keep Mayor Bloomberg alive. He was such a great candidate. I just miss him so much. Here's another video of him speaking Spanish. Watch how silly this guy looks. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.
This is the Mark Simone Show.
710WOR.
Well, there's something that's going to break in a little while. Apparently, the entire horse racing industry is going to get rocked with drug scandal. A U.S. attorney here in New York will be announcing all kinds of indictments for doping horses. Horse racing. I don't know what's coming. We'll get you all the details. It's going to happen later today. And apparently, it's going to be huge. More doping of these horses, apparently, than what they're doing to Joe Biden before the debate. It's going to be really ugly stuff. We'll take some calls. 800-321-0710 is the number. Speaking of Joe Biden, this is really big. Kamala Harris has endorsed him. That could be another 2-3 votes. Cory Booker has endorsed him. Oh, that's huge. So right there, he's got an extra 4 or 5 votes coming. Bernie Sanders gets an endorsement from Jesse Jackson. When's the last time you heard that name? Bill Gates is all over this coronavirus stuff. I don't know why. He said suddenly trying to be a medical expert of some kind. If you had a medical question, the last person on earth I would ask is Bill Gates, but he's very generous as a philanthropist, funding a lot of stuff. So Bill Gates is paying for all sorts of home testing kits for the coronavirus. You go test yourself at home for the coronavirus. It says he'll have, 100,000 kits. Well, that's not a lot of kits. The president had 400,000, got heavily criticized for it. They say they'll have 1 million by the end of the week, 8 million in the next couple of weeks. Hey, New York State has declared an emergency. That doesn't mean you're in an emergency situation. It just means for a governor or any governor, you always declare an emergency the second you can because it gets you all kind of federal money. So it's not that we're declaring an emergency because everything's out of control. It's just a way to get money out of the federal government that you can't get. You just won't start flowing until you declare an emergency. So that's the reason he did. Let's go to Daniel in Manalapan. Hey, Daniel.
Just a question. Are they going to cancel the
St. Patrick's Day parade.
Oh, God, let's hope so. Let's hope
because
so.
Because of the corona. I haven't heard from the
let's hope so.
Governor or mayor yet. Okay.
Well, that'll be interesting. They say alcohol kills the coronavirus, so I guess the St. Patrick's Day parade will be safe. When is that? It's March 17th. Is that next
March
week?
March 17th. It's Tuesday.
Oh, it's this coming Tuesday?
Yeah, it's a week from tomorrow.
Well, who would be at risk? The people standing all pressed?
Well, they say you should avoid large crowds.
Yeah.
Because you're in close contact with people and they can spread their mucus.
So all you people coming to the parade, you're okay outside of the parade. Just don't go into a bar.
Yeah.
See how that works.
Right, that's going to happen.
Let's go to B in Brooklyn. Hey, B.
Hi, Mark.
Oh, yes.
Listen, they revived Biden from the dead.
Yes.
They don't care about the little faux pas that he makes. They will vote for him if he has Alzheimer's. They don't care.
Well, you're absolutely right, as always, B. You know, you might say, geez, he's out of it. He's losing. He doesn't know where he is. Hey, for the big donors who control all of this, perfect. 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 I'll put him in a home with a blanket on his legs. And every so often, here, sign this, huh? Just sign it. So right now, Biden is the godfather at the end of the movie where he says to Michael, yeah, call the phone, man. Yeah, Pop, I did that. Oh, yeah. So that's Biden. Tony in Fort Lee. Hey, Tony.
Hey, Mark, how you doing? Cannolis. In all seriousness, Mark, listen, there's one way to cure corona. Typically, there'll be no more corona news.
Yeah, that's true. That actually is true, you know. I remember when Bush Sr. was running against Clinton, Dan Rather, every night on the CBS News, had a special feature they open and close with. Economy in crisis! Every night. It was the opening of the CBS Evening News. Economy in crisis for like 20 days. The day Bill Clinton got elected, next day, you never saw that feature again. It literally vanished the next day. Let's go to Vincent in Brooklyn. Hey, Vincent.
Good morning, Mark. I think it's absolutely despicable that in the Senate they could only muster up 14 votes to bring a motion to censure the outrageous speech that Chuck Schumer said last week about Judge Kavanaugh and Justice Neil Gorsuch.
Now, Vincent, you're an expert on threats. Was that a threat?
Well, most certainly it was, Mark. I mean, was that out and out threat? You know what the problem is here, Mark? Is the Republicans are afraid to take off the gloves. Donald Trump, being a New York businessman, knew a long time ago, not only do you have to take off the gloves, sometimes you have to put the iron fist inside the gloves.
Yeah.
The Republicans in the Senate want to put the mittens on. I mean, I think it's that swamp snake, Lindsey Graham, that said that if they censure Chuck Schumer, they're going to go after Trump for anything he says. Well, what more can they do?
Yeah, that's true. Vincent,
they already tried to impeach the guy. What more can they do to this poor man?
Vincent, info coming out of Italy more than any news organization.
Exactly.
What is really going on there?
Well, they're closing businesses. Bars and restaurants have to close at 6 o'clock at night. They're canceling, like, the automobile show, all these trade fair shows. They're losing money and it's not necessary. They also did a very big soccer game yesterday. Tonight I got to call some people over there and say, hey, what the hell is going on over here?
Yeah. So they have an auto show in Italy? What is it, just the parts?
Well,
you guys can see what you're going to steal.
Modena, where they show the newest Ferraris, the Lamborghinis. Yeah. And then also in Genoa, like here over here at the Javits Center, they have the boat show where they show the newest boats. And then I also, and some of my friends are involved in it.
I'm sure.
The fashion show. Like they're going to have like the Spring Fashion Week, but even that's being canceled. And to me, you want to know what? I think it's overblown. How many, Mark, I beg the question to the audience. How many people in New York City in the past week got the flu?
Well, exactly. Very good point, Vincent. You know, you got 105 people, and I think how many flu cases we have? Up to 9 million in America right now. 9 million people have the flu. 20,000 people will die from the flu this season. here in the United States. Hey, what is Hillary really up to? What's going on with Hillary? We'll get to that next with Michael Goodwin. Will be with us next on 710 WOR. Let's get the latest news. Here's Joe Bartlett.
Put a little more Mark Simone in your day. Get his podcast on demand at 710WOR.com/Mark. Mark Simone.
On the voice of New York.
710 WOR.
Well, Michael Goodwin writes the best column in America. It's every Sunday and every Wednesday in the New York Post, and he's with us every Monday. Michael Goodwin, how you doing?
Good morning, Mark. Thank you.
Great column about the Hillary Clinton comeback. Now, do you think that they're just using Biden to get everybody out of the way and that the big controlling interests of the party want Hillary, or are they just using Hillary to hold in the bullpen in case Biden can't make it?
Yeah, I think that it's more the latter, that this sense, Mark, that Biden is well, that he's fully recovered now that his political campaign has recovered. But I think you have to draw the line between them. That yes, his campaign made a startling comeback in South Carolina, and they all circled the wagons around him because they didn't want Bernie Sanders to be the nominee. And so Biden did very well on Super Tuesday and is poised to do well in Super Tuesday 2 tomorrow. But I don't think any of that changes the reality of Joe Biden, the person, and the cognitive decline that is visible. We saw it again over the weekend. I mean, he can't express himself without getting lost in the weeds, and so he ends up saying we have to reelect Donald Trump. Which is the opposite of what he was trying to say, but after about the third time, he just gave up. I mean, this man is not someone you want to say, oh, he's fine now, and he'll be even better 6 months from now.
Yeah.
And 6 months after that, he'll be perfect again. No, it's going in the other direction. So in a year from now, do you really want Joe Biden behind the Resolute desk in the Oval Office with his finger on the button? I mean, you cannot look at this man and watch him and say, this is the future. I mean, he's barely hanging on to the present. So what do the Democrats do? And let's assume this collapse happens, you know, before the convention at some point, you know, which is in July. Then the Democrats would have to say, okay, let's give the nomination to Bernie. I don't think they're going to do that. In fact, we can bet they're not going to do that. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer can't let that happen, or they will lose their jobs. So they've got to find somebody else at some point. That's, again, this is my theory of how this will play out. They'll look around and they'll say, who can do that? Who can be our nominee and not get us killed in the Electoral College? And is it Michael Bloomberg? I don't think so. I mean, he bombed. Oh. Is it Pete Buttigieg? Amy Klobuchar? You know, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, none of them could be a respectable nominee and run across the country. Hillary Clinton is the closest thing to a good backup option they have. And the only way is this doesn't happen is if Biden does not collapse. And Biden doesn't become sort of a sputtering, gibberish, very old man. And he's much older than his years. Yeah. He's 77. You can be 87. You can be 90 and be sharp. He's just not sharp. Something's happening, and it's not going to reverse itself miraculously. So I believe they are going to need a backup plan. And you and I have spoken about Hillary many times. She is not my cup of tea. I was delighted to see her lose the election. But I still think that when you look at the rest of the field, she has the strongest backing. She could raise the money. And she has been around the rope a few times, so she knows how to do this. And I just think there's a very high likelihood that the search for someone to at least be a respectable opposition and even maybe to defeat Donald Trump takes you ultimately to Hillary Clinton.
And the old vulture is circling Biden now. She forced
that Hulu documentary, right? I mean, it comes out now. The timing of it is so suspect. I mean, she cooperates with it. It's really just a memoir.
I think it's the other way around. Hulu cooperated with. I don't think it was Hulu's idea to do that.
That's right. I mean, this is a memoir. This is another way, another book that she's written, only this time she didn't have to bother writing a book. You know, they just did a bunch of interviews and did nice pictures of her. And she's out there in this news cycle. Think of it. There she is out there. They're all trying to raise money. They're trying to win votes in the primary. And she's out there with kind of this overflight, this overbomber that just kind of drops down on the tarmac all of a sudden, draws attention. And I think from what I've been told, she has sent the signal out to other bundlers, people who have raised money for her, don't commit. Don't raise money for Biden yet. Wait. And so I think that there is still this sense that she's out there hoping for the call.
What a mess this is.
Yes. But just think of them, Mike, just quickly. All of the Democrats, remember there are 25 of them, and like, anybody could beat Donald Trump. He's so terrible. And now look where they are, right? I mean, Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, Kirsten Gillibrand, all these great rising stars, Elizabeth Warren, oh my gosh, isn't she brilliant, right? None of them. Warren finishes third in her own state primary. I mean, these people have all been rejected by Democratic voters.
Don't you miss Michael Bloomberg? He was so bad as a candidate. I just wish he were around. It was amazing to watch how bad he was.
Yeah. And what's remarkable, Mark, is he spent all of that money, which they're probably still counting it up, right? Probably in the order of $600 million, to be on the ballot for one day. I mean, it was one day. He was on the ballot in, 14 states? Oh, I think all the Super Tuesday states. And it's for what? For what? I mean, it was the strangest campaign ever devised. You know, that you could skip the first four states, spend all of this money advertising in the other states, and then put all of your money on that day, on one day. And he didn't win anywhere other than American Samoa. He got some delegates. He got, I think, 50 or 55 delegates altogether by finishing second and third in a number of states. But you would never be the nominee that way. So what was he expecting was going to happen? Was he going to win 10 states? Was he going to win 8 states? I mean, what was the plan? I don't think we've heard the last of the insiders telling the story as to what really was the thinking.
Well, you know how he hires everybody that does around him, like when he left City Hall, and signs them up forever so they can't talk? He'll probably have to keep all the campaign staff for the rest of his life.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, that's what someone once said. He overpays people to keep their loyalty.
Well, everybody, if you didn't see it, go read Michael Goodwin's column yesterday. It's up on the New York Post website, and it's every Sunday and Wednesday. You can see him on Lou Dobbs tonight. And Michael, yes. Goodwin, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure, Mark. Right. Thank you.
Take care. Everybody, check out the webpage. You got some great stuff up there. We got the Love Boat. Remember the great show, The Love Boat? It's back. Here's the new version, the coronavirus version, the bug boat. Take a look at that. Also, this is going to be a big issue in the next couple of days. Sanders is going to accuse Biden of having wanted to cut Social Security and Medicare. Biden will deny it. Watch this video. It's a montage of him every 2 seconds saying through the years that he would cut Social Security and Medicare. Also, we miss Michael Bloomberg. Here's just a little reminder of how goofy this guy was. Watch him speaking Spanish. It's hysterical. It's all up on the webpage. Go to WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.